During the Auckland's transport future. Traffic jams are common in Auckland. They are bad for business and bad for commuters who sit in their cars on the way to work, getting more and more annoyed by congestion. The Prime Minister, John Key, announced this week more money to improve Auckland's transport. The first announcement was money for the City Rail Link underground in the central city. This is a plan that the Auckland City Council really wants to happen. However, the money will not be available until 2020, in 7 years. Although if the number of rail passengers increased, this could happen sooner. The second announcement today was about two tunnels under the Waitemata Harbour, each 3 lanes wide, from the city to the North Shore. Although the Auckland City Council would also like a rail tunnel, that is not part of the government's plan at the moment. The money for these tunnels will not be available until 2025 or 2030. Meanwhile, the Auckland Harbour Bridge is very congested during rush hours. The third announcement was more money for the Amiti project. Amiti is Auckland Manukau Eastern Transport Initiative, and it includes an east-west road link between the Southern Motorway and the Southwestern Motorway, so that trucks do not have to go into the city. Amiti also includes improved roads between Panmure, Pakuranga, and Botany to help economic growth in this area. This money is available now, and the government wants this project to move faster. The total cost for these transport plans is $10 billion. Where will the money come from? Most will come from the taxpayer. The reason for these transport improvements is the fast growth of the city. About one third of New Zealand's population lives in Auckland, and the city is growing at a rate of 1,000 people a week or more.